A roaring cheer for Thailand's new political leader. In the fourth election in 7 years, voters made a historic decision. For the very first time, Thailand will be headed by a female prime minister. Yingluck Shinawat, Prua Thai Party, took a slim majority over the Democratic Party headed by Prime Minister Apisit Feyajiwa.
The first thing that we have to help people on the economic problems.
Yingluck is the younger sister of one of Thailand's most polarizing political figures, former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, ousted in a 2006 military coup. 2 years later, he fled the country after being convicted on conflict of interest charges. Yingluck's critics worry she will simply do her brother's bidding, something she denies. But before she even gave her victory speech, her brother shared his comments from exile in Dubai.
I will tell them that I really want to go back, but I will wait for a right moment and the right situation.
The Pua Thai Party is still fiercely behind Thaksin and won him back. The so-called Yellow Shirts, initially formed to oust Thaksin, will do whatever they can to stop that from happening. What does his sister say about all this? We asked her just before the election. If you become prime minister, will you pardon your brother Thaksin and allow him back into the country?
I can't do anything special for my brother. So as long as my brother will be included in this, so he will get the same as everyone have. So make sure that every process will follow by the rule of law.
But the average voter in Thailand isn't so caught up with all of this. The main thing they want is for their leaders to shrink the gap between what they earn and the skyrocketing cost of living. Free education is good. Care for the elderly is also good. In fact, every party's policies are great. The question is if they'll ever implement them, she says. Despite the animosity between the two major parties, they are making similar promises to the public. Free education, a better overall economy, and a major increase in the minimum wage. But analysts want to give voters a reality check. In looking at how much that will cost, it is more than Thailand can afford.
It will be something that we have to spend somewhere between an additional 1.5 trillion baht up to 7.5 trillion baht with all the extravagance programs, which is five times the national budgets. I mean, we'll be broke in 1 year.
No one wants to see that. But if analysts are right, that means Thai voters may end up disappointed with their political leaders yet again. Sarah Seidner, CNN, Bangkok.